That's what this baptism of the Holy Spirit means. It's an open door into the realm of the Holy Ghost. Long enough have you been living in the flesh? Have you been dominated by the flesh yet? Now I want to be the master. I want to be the Lord. And if you lift up the gates on high, the King of Glory shall come in. And when he comes in, he wants to take over. He wants that throne of your heart to be dedicated to him and to his reign entirely. And when you allow me to reign, I'll cause you to reign in life over all the things that have been harassing you and enslaving you. I'll make you more than conquerors because of my great love and by the power of my blood and of my spirit. There shall no enemy be able to stand before you. This has been my promise that has been laid down in the law of the everlasting covenant. And I want you children of mine to be more interested in the things that are freely given to you of God. For I paid a very great price to make this salvation available for you. And I have paid the great price in order to bring you into this wonderful realm, into this fellowship with the Father and with the Holy Ghost. And so I'm calling you again and pointing out to you the fact that I've set before you an open door that no man can shut, and by faith you can remain and abide in constant communion with myself. And I have given you my promise that though all power is mine in heaven and in earth, yet I will never fail you nor forsake you, but be with you all the way unto the end. I've also laid it down in my covenant that I, who have begun a good work, will work in you to will and to do according to my good pleasure, if you cooperate by faith. But this will require putting on the whole armor of God, never turning back to the beggarly elements of the world. I've called you out of the world according to the will of God, my Father, and I have drawn you with cords of love unto myself and caused you to taste the powers of the world to come. And when I speak my word, it ought to enter right into your heart. I desire every one of you to be a living epistle of Christ, to show forth my praises upon this earth. And people call the baptism a climax, and it's only an open door that I've set before you. And I'm calling you out from all your environments that are earthly and fleshly and devilish. I'm calling you to that wonderful realm, so that your conversation shall indeed be in heaven, and you shall walk in the light even as I am in the light. And all these things have been recorded in my New Testament. Why don't you get down before this wonderful word and meditate therein day and night? Don't you know that this testament has been written to your name? Don't you know that this exceeding great inheritance is for you? And the reason I've given you the earnest of my inheritance is to get you ready for the fullness. And if I find you to be faithful with the earnest, with the things that I bestowed upon you and the blessings I give you day by day, the day will come when I'll commit you the whole wonderful inheritance, undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Come, children.